we offer the invocation, I want to say that Dr. McIntyre expressed his regrets at not being able to be here at the service tonight. But Mrs. McIntyre's mother passed away last evening, and so the family have gone to Oklahoma, and Dr. McIntyre will be there to conduct the funeral services tomorrow. Now may we bow our heads in word of prayer. Our gracious God and Heavenly Father, Thou who art the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we come at this season of the year lifting our voices in praise and adoration unto Thee. We thank Thee for Christmas time, when our thoughts are turned toward the birth of our Lord and Savior. And we praise Thy holy name tonight, that Thou didst send Thine only begotten Son, that we through Him might have life eternal, yea, an eternal Christmas time in Thy presence. Now we would ask Thy rich blessings upon this occasion and upon this candlelight service, which has meant so much to us through the years. Use it to strengthen our faith, and may we all rejoice as we go from this place, realizing that it is an occasion where we do praise God for His infinite goodness and love and His divine grace in giving us Jesus Christ at Christmas time. For these and all things we ask in His precious name. Amen. Prophecy of Isaiah 11, 1, 2, 7, 14, and 9, 6, and 7. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord. Therefore the Lord Himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Matthew 1, 18 through 23. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. This time, if the ushers will come forward, we will take up the offering that we have for the Lord. Thank you. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we come again thanking Thee for the gift of Thy love in sending Thy Son to this world to fulfill Thy sovereign will and purposes. And now we come to make our offering unto Thee. Use it for the extension of the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hearts of men, for we ask it for His sake and glory. Amen. Let us all join in singing using hymn number 189. Hymn number 189. Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and truth.
As I hear far and near, speak as angel voice.
Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 through 33. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly honored, favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at the saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end.
Amen.
through 5. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. Luke 2, 6 and 7. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Luke 2, verses 8 through 12. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields, watching, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Luke 2, verses 13 and 14. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Thank you. Luke 2, 15 through 20. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
Thank you.
Matthew 2:7-12. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them unto Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child and Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Behold, I bring you glad tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born in the city of David a Savior, that is Christ the Lord. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into the heavens, the shepherds said one to another, when they came into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him.
Thank you.
Let thine eye see the King in his beauty, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. Now may the grace of God, our Heavenly Father, the love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the communion and fellowship of the blessed Holy Spirit abide with you now and evermore. Amen.